Looking to end the year strong? Join Planet Fitness now through December 30th for $1 down, $15 a month, and pay nothing until January 17th. With top-tier strength and cardio equipment, free fitness training, and most clubs open 24 hours, everyone can level up in the judgment-free zone. Why wait to start feeling stronger? Get moving now. Join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime, and pay nothing until January 17th. Don't miss out. Deal ends Monday, December 30th. See club for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Joy Business Report. Our lead stories this hour: Ghana ranked 6th in Africa as most attractive investment destination in 2024. Also in this bulletin, Ghana Mine Workers Union asks Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources to quickly announce the new strategic investor for the Bagosso Pristia mine following the termination of the mining lease of Future Global Resources 2 months ago. Plus, tax analyst pushes for more engagement between Ghana Revenue Authority and businesses as concerns grow over approach adopted in mobilizing revenue. We have details of this and more for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka, and look now at our stories. Ghana has been ranked 6th in Africa as the most attractive investment country in Africa in 2024 Rand Merchant Bank Where to Invest in Africa 2024 report. The following report has more.
Ghana had an overall score of 0.24. For innovation, it scored 0.549, placing 9th, whilst it had 0.935, placing 5th in the growth structure. Ghana also placed 6th in economic stability and investment climate, with a score of 0.27. The country, however, placed 10th in urbanization, scoring 0.553, and 6th in connectedness, whereas it placed 26th in complexity. The report stated that Ghana represents a substantial market. Further, it is among the top 10 for urbanization, connectedness, innovation, political stability, personal freedom, and employment. It also ranks favorably on corruption and tops the list on import concentration. Again, the report stated that there are positive signs on the fiscal front.
A Business Desk report. The Ghana Mine Workers Union is asking the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources to quickly announce the new strategic investor for the Bagosso Pristia mine following the termination of the mining lease of Future Global Resources 2 months ago. According to the Mine Workers Union, their call is coming at a time the Minerals Commission has submitted its recommendations on a new investor to the ministry after due diligence was done for the selection. Speaking to Joy Business, General Secretary of the Union, Mumin Abdul-Bana, urged the ministry to quickly act on the recommendations to bring back the once vibrant mine on its feet.
Our concern, however, as a union, is that it's 2 months, practically 2 months now, since government took this decision. And indeed, the Minerals Commission, the Board of Minerals Commission, the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources have done a lot of work. I'm reliably informed that a recommendation has been made to the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, which is by law established. And so the expectation is for the minister to proceed so that whoever the investor is can take charge of the mine. As we speak now, workers, still at work, but practically no salaries are being paid. Once a decision has been made by Minerals Commission and its board, and a recommendation made to the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, it's only fair and proper that at least the minister goes ahead, with the announcement of whoever the investor is.
General Secretary of the Ghana Mine Workers Union, Mumin Abdul Gbana, speaking to Joy Business there. Tax analyst Francis Timoboy is pushing for more engagement between the Ghana Revenue Authority and businesses. It follows growing concerns over the approach used in collecting taxes. But Francis Timoboy insists there is a way out to solve the challenges.
You don't try to achieve one goal by destroying the other. If you are using a hostile approach, as the business community is saying, and you are just focusing on, you know, results, you'll be killing the businesses. I will recommend a more engaging approach. You see, the GRA has so much power. So if you go and people are not complying with the law and they are being recalcitrant, you can even execute them. They even have the power to even publish the names. So we should not just be focusing on collecting at the same time, you know, trying to embarrass and kill the businesses that will go back again to you know, collect.
Industry is really complaining. The best is to bring them together. We used to have what we call a tax dialogue somewhere 2017, 2018, but all of a sudden the thing has disappeared. At that forum, the Ministry of Finance, the GRA, and taxpayers and even experts, they deliberate on the best approach to raise revenue. How do we implement this law that Parliament has passed? And I think that these are some breakdowns in the tax administration system that we need to go back and pick it up.
In some other business news, Absa Bank has supported the call for stakeholders to collaborate to promote ethical business policies to grow the economy. To this end, the bank is emphasizing the need for government to inculcate ethical business practices and engage in open discussions aimed at advancing sustainability and ethics. Director of Marketing and Corporate Affairs at Absa, Nana Isiofo Tamaklo, has been speaking to Joy Business at the Business Ethics Network Conference here in Accra.
We need to be engaging both government, private sector, and some institutions, organizational institutions. We need to constantly be engaging on the issue of delivering ethical business or entrenching ethics in the way we do business in Ghana. This is not over. We need to constantly be discussing this issue and make it a very integral part of how we deliver business across the country.
Nana Isiofua Tamaklo is the Director of Marketing and Corporate Affairs at Absa. The UK High Commissioner to Ghana, Harriet Thompson, is hopeful trade volumes between Ghana and the UK could increase substantially to benefit both countries. She disclosed that bilateral trade between UK and Ghana currently stands at £1.4 billion. She spoke exclusively with Benjamin Akapo on The M Show.
People aren't making as much use of it yet as they could be. It provides for duty-free, quota-free export of everything apart from arms and ammunition from Ghana to the UK. And Ghanaians can import duty-free and quota-free many products, including machinery, including manufacturing equipment, chemicals, metals, all these products that can help with the growth of that value-added part of the economy here in Ghana. So there's lots more that we can do with that. And we have in common with the government of Ghana that commitment to building the private sector, to building the relationships between the private sectors in our two countries, and with that, seeing the jobs come through and seeing the economic growth come through in both of our countries.
Harriet Thompson is the UK High Commissioner to Ghana. A reminder, you're still listening to The Joy Business Report with me, Pius Kujubaka. The Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana says the conditions of farmers have been bad despite huge amount of money government is reporting to have pumped into the agri sector under the Planting for Food and Jobs Phase 2. According to the association, the prices of basic farm inputs such as fertilizers and seeds have increased. Speaking on the probe on the Joy News channel, Executive Director of the association, Bismarck Naughty, said farmers are struggling to keep their farmlands.
Now, as I'm speaking to you now, even with the PFD, which has auto metamorphosed into the PFD 2.0,
yeah,
an average price for a fertilizer, a 25 kg fertilizer, is just about 400 cedis, which is very way high for the average farmer to even pay. When it comes to other services such as mechanization, we haven't seen much improvement, as there are several districts where we do not have access to tractor or any other form of services.
Okay.
In fact, on a farmer's day, I was a bit surprised when I heard the president mention that mechanization centers have increased from, I think, 69 to 176. I was amazed because the latest data I've seen from MUFA even indicates that currently we are doing just about 89.
Executive Director of the Association, Bismarck Naughty, speaking on the probe. Time now for insurance tip on Money Lab, and we'll finish you with tips on engineering insurances.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Isaac Edu, Head of Broker Relations at Enterprise Insurance. In the last episode, we discussed accident and liability insurances. Today, we are looking at engineering insurances. Engineering insurances would cover the risks and liabilities associated with engineering projects. This would normally include construction, erection, installation of machinery. It covers accidental damage to the project cycle as a result of natural disasters, theft, and other unforeseeable events. Typically, the engineering policies would include the contractor's all risk, an erection all risk, or a plant and machinery cover. This policy is suitable for project owners and contractors. Thank you. See you again in the next episode.
Gone by was Isaac Edu, the Head of Broker Relations at Enterprise Insurance, with today's edition of Insurance Tip on Money Lab. That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by EcoBank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperil General Assurance Solid Protection. Every day, people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# is the new EcoBank Money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770# now. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. EcoBank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. Always a delight serving you. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Do have a lovely afternoon. Ignition is next.